We have some major breaking news, everybody. Trump has officially mobilized 500 Marines in a dangerous escalatory act. About 500 Marines are being mobilized in response to Los Angeles protests, sources tell CNN. Pete Hegseth floated this roughly 24 hours ago, but it's real and it's happening. I want to break down the consequences. I want to break down the escalatory path that Trump and other White House officials have taken over the past 48 to 72 hours, because this has been a self-perpetuating loop of escalation from the Trump administration. They have been intentionally escalating. One more time, Trump is mobilizing the Marines. This reads, about 500 Marines being mobilized in response to Los Angeles protests. Thank you all for hopping on. We're going to break this down as it unfolds. Let me pull up the live feed that we were watching on the stream yesterday so we can see what it's like on the ground. Because
I want everybody to take one deep, deep collective breath with me. Y'all ready?
Sorry, that was really loud. It might have been
inhale.
Loud.
Let me hear you sigh it out. You guys, our breath is our power. Our breath is where we build...
Trump is mobilizing the Marines in an escalatory move that is not necessary whatsoever. I'm going to break all of this down.
I saw those photographs and I was appalled by it. We had National Guard troops sleeping on what looked like a floor in some kind of industrial room. And I think it just sort of shows both the lack of respect that this president has for people who are serving our country and our state and are charged with keeping us safe. The conditions were appalling, and it shows sort of the lack of planning and the lack of respect for members of our National Guard.
Let me clarify a few things. Someone in chat said, has he called martial law? No. That is not what this means. Let me read exactly what happened, and then we'll build from there. About 500 Marines being mobilized in response to Los Angeles protests, sources tell CNN. Let's see if this short CNN blurb talks about how this is not necessary, it's escalatory, and it's insane. Roughly 500 Marines based out of the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center in California have been mobilized to respond to the protests in Los Angeles, according to three people familiar with the matter, and will join the National Guard troops that were activated by President Donald Trump over the weekend without the consent of California's governor or the city's mayor. And that's the key right there. They're doing this against the explicit objections of California Governor Gavin Newsom and the LAPD. The LAPD said there is no reason to do this, yet Trump continues to overreach. And I can make a lot of points about states' rights, about federalism, about the fact that Republicans have based their entire platform on, you know, throwing it back to the states with education, with vaccines, with everything of the sort. But let's continue reading for a second. Roughly 500 Marines based out of the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center in California have been mobilized to respond to the protests in Los Angeles. But as I'll continue to point out, it's disproportionate in its response. I've already used this analogy a lot, but if your friend slaps you in the face and you pull out a pistol, you are escalating disproportionately. In the same way, when there's a protest on the ground, that's like, where did this feed just go that I had? When the protest on the ground is this.
Solidarity.
Tries to export the failure.
It's just people speaking. I mean, there are a few other feeds that I'll pull up, but there's no reason to, number one, mobilize the National Guard, but also mobilize the Marines. Let's see if this feed is a little bit better. It is not better. This feed is worse. Oh, wait a minute. I found a good one. Okay. And this is why we can make the argument that it's escalatory. What is this the... This is what the Marines are supposed to come quell? You know what's really interesting? Do we have anybody in New Jersey in the chat?
Nah.
Do we have anybody from New Jersey? Oh, hell yeah. And by the way, really quickly, before I get into the New Jersey piece. One second, let me turn down this. Turn this down a bit. Cool, cool. New Jersey here. Okay, so here's, there are a few feeds that we have pulled up. I mean, just look at this. This is so, this is America in a microcosm right here. Look at this. We have a bunch of chuds. This dude has a mustache wrapped up in gear with sticks. This dude's holding a stick in his hand. Do they think that they're at war? Is this like The Walking Dead? And then when you skip to what's going on now, like when you skip to across the line, look at, they're holding, look at this. This is such a solid microcosm. Normal human beings on the left, some dude with a mask, some guy with a pink hat, a green sign, and on the right, you have like armored vehicles and people holding sticks with masks on. Who are you guys fighting? Who are you guys shadow boxing right now? I don't see anybody to fight. Right here, we have a large crowd, but a large crowd doesn't necessitate the National Guard. Okay, just to back up, and then I want to talk something. I want to talk about New Jersey for 1 second. Just to back up, we got news that about 500 Marines are being mobilized in response to the Los Angeles protests. This is a disproportionate and escalatory response, but we'll get there. On top of that, we learned that California will sue Trump over the National Guard deployment. Here are key lines from the state's attorney general. We'll get to this as well. And we can actually read the lawsuit in 1 second. But I just interviewed Representative Mikey Sherrill from New Jersey. In 24 hours, there is a governor race in New Jersey, right? In New Jersey, the primary for the governor race is happening. Mikey Sherrill is doing very well. And while I was interviewing her, a tweet was pulled up. Governor Newsom said, regarding Donald Trump, let me pull up this post. Governor Newsom tweeted out, "We are suing Donald Trump. This is a manufactured crisis. He is creating fear and terror to take over a state militia and the U.S. Constitution. The illegal order he signed could allow him to send the military into any state he wishes. Red or blue should reject this outrageous overreach." There's a lot of hyperbole out there. This isn't that. This is an unmistakable step toward authoritarianism that leaves the foundation, or sorry, that threatens the foundation of our republic. We cannot let it stand. I pulled up this tweet while we were chatting because it was sent out while we were chatting. And Representative Mikey Sherrill points out the exact stakes. Let me point this out.
That's what I'm going to do as governor.
Very, very well said. I just want to zoom out and ask you one broader question right now. Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted less than an hour ago regarding Trump's memorandum. The illegal order he signed could allow him to send the military into any state he wishes. Every governor, red or blue, should reject this outrageous overreach. If you were the governor, what would you do to protect New Jersey? Oh, 1 second. There's no sound. My bad. Let me restart this. I'm going to send the military.
And I think we see, even when we fix our transit systems, it still doesn't feel like we're innovating in the way we need to. And that's what I'm going to do as governor.
One more time. The New Jersey primary is in 24 hours. So I was speaking to somebody who's running for governor of New Jersey while governors are being attacked by Donald Trump, while Trump was calling to arrest Governor Newsom. Very, very well said. I just want to zoom out and ask you one broader question right now. Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted less than an hour ago regarding Trump's memorandum. The illegal order he signed could allow him to send the military into any state he wishes. Every governor, red or blue, should reject this outrageous overreach. If you were the governor, what would you do to protect New Jersey from overreach like this?
Yeah, you know, this is something I've worked on for a long time. I've introduced legislation on the Insurrection Act, which is vague and outdated, for years now in the National Defense Authorization Act. A couple of years I've gotten it through the House, never through the Senate, because of this overreach I saw coming from Trump in his first administration, and now certainly even worse in this administration. This is something we've really been pushing back on for years. We have, you know, almost every admiral and general of note, whether it's, you know, McRaven or Stavridis or General Milley or Esper, or I mean, you name some flag officer, some admiral or general that you've heard of in recent times, and that person has said, this is not how you use our military troops. This is not appropriate. And they really pushed back, Milley especially, pushed back in Trump's first administration as he tried to utilize troops in this manner. And I think it was because the military really stood against Trump in his first administration that we saw him almost immediately take the actions of firing admirals and generals right away when he got into office. And what I think has to happen is governors have to stand together in a united way. It's why I'm running for governor, to stand in the breach here. I truly think it's our governors, our federalist system, that can stand against what's coming from Washington, D.C., and the attacks that an executive that's almost unchecked by Congress or the Senate, the Republican majorities there, and seeing how he is acting in an almost unchecked way and creating more and more problems. So let me just, for people who are listening, just touch on why this is so inappropriate.
This is the key part right here, everybody. Just to back up, I want to continue this in 1 second. But for all the people who are currently joining, we have more escalations today, and we want to make sure we're not distracted. So let me give you a broad overview of everything. Currently in the United States, there is a big, ugly bill that is being held up in the Senate. It is going to increase the deficit massively and cut Medicaid from tens of millions of Americans. We can't get distracted from that very simple fact in this bill. I just want to make sure we put that on the table. I also want to put on the table that Trump is actively being tricked by Russian President Vladimir Putin on a daily basis while Ukraine gains a bunch of ground. I want to put that on the table. Also, less than a week ago, Elon Musk said Trump was in the Epstein files. Can we please not forget that as well? But to bring it back, while this is all happening, Trump has been escalating the National Guard over the past, escalating in California over the past few days, and it got to the point where he mobilized the National Guard roughly 48 hours ago for zero reason and against the will of California Governor Gavin Newsom. After he mobilized the National Guard, Trump administration officials, in a coordinated manner, went on TV and began to use all of this radical escalatory rhetoric, saying over and over that these are criminals, people should be arrested. Trump's new line is now no masks. He keeps tweeting at 3 a.m., if you wear a mask, you'll be arrested. Just straight up fascism, authoritarianism. And I always save that word for the right moments. This is the right moment right here. California governor says Trump sent National Guard without fuel, food, water, or a place to sleep. And now 500 Marines are being mobilized in a similar manner. Now, listen to New Jersey Representative Mikey Sherrill, who was a Navy pilot, explain why this is dangerous. Listen to this part.
Just touch on why this is so inappropriate. So I'm a Navy veteran. I served in the Navy for almost 10 years, and I know the military. Mm-hmm. I now sit on the House Armed Services Committee, so deal with all of the military issues that come up. I'm also a former federal prosecutor. So as a prosecutor, I led cases with a lot of law enforcement. So I understand law enforcement.
Were they deployed or is this fake? This is not fake. CNN is reporting that about 500 Marines are being mobilized. You can look it up as well.
I think maybe for people outside those systems, they don't really understand how different those two entities are. So when you have law enforcement acting for public safety, they are trained in riot control. They are trained in defusing situations. They are trained to deal with a population of U.S. civilians to keep people safe.
This is key right here.
And to put down violence. And that is really difficult. And that is why we have such professional police forces. I know in New Jersey, we have some of the most professional police in the nation trained to do just this. The military, on the other hand, is trained to fight wars. They are trained to shoot to kill. They are trained in very different means of combat, not riots, not trying to keep people safe while they are ending violence on the streets of America. It's very, very different. And so to put our military there, to have someone like Hegseth say that he's going to put the Marines on the streets of America, that's really dangerous. It's dangerous for our civilian populations. It's not good for the Marines. It's not what they are trained to do, and you're putting them in a very bad situation. And it's really, as we're looking at our national security and what we are training these forces for, it's a poor use of our military. So on every single level, this is not what you do, unless a governor says, look, I am out of people to do this. This situation is...
But that is not what happened. And the thing is, if we go to the current speech where Democratic lawmakers in California are speaking out, they're detailing how Trump deployed the National Guard and didn't give them food or water or a place to sleep. Listen to this portion.
And I think it just sort of shows...
All right, 1 second. Let me go back.
That we have a show, it's all propaganda, and we're demanding that it stop.
I saw those photographs, and I was appalled by it. We had National Guard troops sleeping on what looked like a floor in some kind of industrial room. And I think it just sort of shows both the lack of respect that this president has for people who are serving our country and our state and are charged with keeping us safe. The conditions were appalling, and it shows sort of the lack of planning and the lack of respect for members of our National Guard.
Okay, to continue, this is Democratic lawmakers. We have people speaking at the protests. There's just no need to deploy the Marines. Really quickly, I want to run through the chats. Thank you, Tim. Someone said, Ned said, with Trump, it's never how far do we need to go? It's always how far can I take this? Yippee says he will not stop until he has suspended the Constitution. That is his goal. Adam, what do we do if the military is against the people too? Like, when does it actually turn into a civil war? I wouldn't talk like that yet. The military still has a duty to uphold the Constitution first and foremost, and they would. This will not only make things worse, but will permanently damage our military's reputation. Yep, I agree. Thank you, Just Alpha. I wonder how the military members feel about being turned on their own people. I wouldn't say they're being turned on their own people yet, but they're being mobilized for an unnecessary and escalatory reason. Again, there's no martial law. Someone in chat keeps saying that. That did not happen. But let's watch this clip. This is what did happen. Marines were mobilized. By the way, make sure you drop a like on this stream to help boost in the algorithm, or drop something in chat to help boost it so we can get the word out. And also, if you didn't get the notification and you're watching this after the fact, you can subscribe to make sure you get the notification.
We have breaking news now from the Pentagon. CNN can now report that roughly 500 Marines are being mobilized in response to the protests in Los Angeles.
And this is a significant escalation from President Trump, who had activated National Guard troops over the weekend without Governor Gavin Newsom's consent. In this new move, active duty military members are being deployed as a show of force against U.S. citizens. CNN's Natasha Bertrand is live for us at the Pentagon. Natasha, what are you learning?
Well, Brianna, this is something that Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth had previewed over the weekend. He said that if necessary, he would deploy the Marines to Los Angeles to help federal agents with handling the protests there. And it appears now that these Marines, according to our sources, they have been mobilized. These 500 Marines.
But nothing has changed. Nothing has escalated. There has been zero reason for these people, for Marines to be mobilized. Sorry to continue.
Marine battalion based out of 29 Palms, California, which is just outside San Bernardino, about an hour away from Los Angeles. They have been mobilized and they are gearing up to go and help ICE agents as well as other federal officials deal with these protests in Los Angeles. Importantly, they're going to be bolstering as well the National Guard, guardsmen and women who have been activated in Los Angeles by President Trump. But as you said, it is a significant escalation of the president's use of the military as a show of force against these protesters. It's really not clear, you know, the last time Marines were deployed to help essentially with riot control, though it's unclear at this point just what their actual tasking will be. Typically, if they are deployed to these situations, it is expected that they will operate in much the same way that the National Guard does, doing things like perimeter security, maybe some crowd control. But the rules of engagement here, we are told, are still being finalized, and Defense Department lawyers are also looking at the kinds of rules of engagement these Marines will have as they encounter protesters possibly on the streets of Los Angeles. But again, this coming at a very, very tense moment with the governor of California suing the Trump administration over, of course, the deployment of the National Guard by President Trump against his will there in California.
Absolutely wild. As Joel points out in chat, also thank you, Renee, and Art from Hell, I appreciate that. As Joel points out, I thought the right was about states' rights. And that may be one of the biggest defeaters. Like, when it comes to arguments, that may be one of the biggest defeaters when regarding this whole thing. The right repeatedly talks about states' rights. You can think about abortion. They say, we'll throw it back to the states. Each state should decide. They don't want the government deciding. They want each state deciding. When it comes to vaccine mandates, they want each state to decide. When it comes to education, they don't want any sort of federal education standards. They want each state to decide. We can go down issue by issue, and they want states' rights. But all of a sudden, they want the president of the United States to be able to mobilize the National Guard against the governor's will. Sorry, it's not funny. It's just absolutely effing absurd. I wrote a pretty solid post about this yesterday. And I've already read it a few times on stream, so I'm not even going to rehash it. But in this post, it's a pretty solid breakdown of how Trump militarized LA and exactly how he did this. I'm just going to read the key portions. We need to break any narrative MAGA tries to push, because this isn't about public safety, it's about control. Governor Newsom has taken strenuous steps to offer and provide the support of local and state resources, but Trump decided to send under-trained agents into majority Latino neighborhoods to carry out deportations in a brazen and reckless manner. Trump administration officials immediately took to Fox News and X, using increasingly extreme rhetoric that only further inflamed tensions on the ground. The Trump admin built up outrage, then used that outrage as a pretext to deploy the National Guard. Trump supporters are gleefully lining up to defend this, but here's the key. Here's how we explain it in a few key points. Number one, proportionality is what separates justice from abuse. Again, you can't pull out a gun when someone slaps you in the face. It's disproportionate. You can't mobilize the Marines for some mid-level protests. Yes, there are agitators. Yes, we denounce the agitators. We all should. I think that's the responsible thing to do. Denounce the people who are agitating, but to continue, you can't claim to defend states' rights And when Trump was asked about arresting Governor Newsom, sorry, this just popped up. Trump tries to make the case for arresting Gavin Newsom. You look at what's happening between the fires. I can name 10 things right now. We could talk about the trains. We could talk about all of the costs in California. You talk about all of the people flowing in, destroying life. I've been arguing with some of my MAGA friends about whether or not it's just absolutely insane. Sorry, to continue reading the chats. Homan is the face of evil right now. Love you, Adam. Keep speaking it. I agree, Robbie. I also think Stephen Miller, you have to add Stephen Miller into that. They are mobilizing to fan the flames and scare people. They want to fan, yeah, they want to light fire on the match. If only LA had a national capital to protest, then Trump would allow the protest and free those who might be arrested. Very good point. This says, sorry, to continue. Conservatives constantly talk about the importance of state sovereignty. It's at the core of their philosophy. Marjorie Taylor Greene recently gave an impassioned speech on the House floor where she said, "Don't pass this AI clause. I regret voting for the big ugly bill because it takes away states' rights to pass AI bill or AI regulation. Sorry. And now she doesn't care. Here's the question. If California's governor says federal troops aren't needed, why is Trump allowed to override him and send in 2,000 National Guard troops? It's insane. It's an exercise in narrative building, and it's theatrical. And everything Governor Gavin Newsom has said has basically backed that up. Insane stuff. I want to watch this clip of Trump making the case for arresting Newsom. Absolutely unhinged.
Work out that just in time. It's still simmering a little bit, but not very much. Yeah, please.
Have you gotten
warrant
his arrest? What crime has Governor Newsom committed?
A crime has he committed? I think his primary crime is running for governor because he's done such a bad job. What he's done to that state is like what Biden did to this country. And that's pretty bad. It's the wrong philosophy.
You want to know what truly bothers me? A lot of things bother me, but I'm going to run you down, without giving you too many details, an argument that I had with a MAGA friend not long ago. Like, by not long ago, I mean like 30 minutes ago. I said, this seems like a first in American history, the first time this has happened. And he said, the first in what way? And I said, a president's never called for the arrest of a governor before. Then we got in this whole argument. And at the end of the day, he just is chalking this up to Trump yapping. He says, I'm sorry, I'm not going to get my, he basically said, I'm not going to get my panties in a bunch because the president is just yapping or just talking. And it's like, are you effing kidding me? This is the president of the United States. He's not just yapping. This is the first. In the sense that he's calling for the arrest of a governor. It's crazy. Thank you, Steffi Boston. In Korea, when the president tried a coup, military leaders deployed troops with blanks in their rifles. See, you know what's kind of funny? We helped South Korea kind of forge their democracy a few decades back. This is just a fact. And off the back of that, we now have to follow South Korea's lead in dealing with an insurrectionist dictator. But we could talk about that more. Someone said, the more I watch your videos, the more I imagine how proud your mom must be. Thank you so much, Eden. They are mobilizing to fan the flames. I totally agree. This is all escalatory. This is all an exercise in building this narrative. It's too bad Democratic leaders failed us and allowed this to happen. Wait, and let this happen? Luckily, America voted, and the Republicans are here to fix it. What? By fixing it, do you mean escalating in an intense way with mid-level protests? By fixing it, do you mean Trump getting rolled by Vladimir Putin over and over and not ending the war on day one, but taking 150 days for Putin to just continue to grab more land? Or by fixing it, do you mean placing tariffs on all countries, backing down, replacing the tariffs, getting caught up in the courts? By fixing it, do you mean deporting people with no due process? These people are delusional, and they'll chalk it up to Trump just yapping. Trump is just yapping. See, my MAGA friend said, honestly, this all seems very silly. Silly? You're calling it silly. The president of the United States, I'm arguing with someone that's not even here, but the president of the United States is basically calling to arrest a governor with no grounds, no evidence, nothing like that. And it's just Trump kind of just yapping. He's being kind of a silly little goose. I'm just going to say, yeah, he's honestly being a silly goose. Let's continue. Let's see if this lawsuit has actually come out. California will now sue the administration. The goal is to get the court to rescind this order. Now, I made a video about the lawsuit, but they haven't dropped the actual text of it. Keep up your good work. Thank you, Christian. That means more than you know. Let's see what's happening on Twitter right now. Remember this. 4 years ago or 5 years ago, Trump said he would never do this.
I promised 4 years ago at the Republican convention, I'm going to restore law and order.
And I have, except in Democrat-run cities. Look, we have laws. We have to go by the laws. We can't move in the National Guard. I can call insurrection, but there's no reason to ever do that, even in a Portland case. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor. I promised.
We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor. Then Trump goes against the explicit actions, the explicit objections of Governor Newsom and still mobilizes the National Guard for protest that doesn't even require it. Let's pull up the protest feed one more time. The wild thing is, yesterday seemed like the craziest day, and that was just simply because, number one, it was a weekend. Number two, the Trump administration intentionally had all of their surrogates go onto TV, flood the zone on Fox News, on X, on every single platform to make sure that the protesters were threatened or they felt intimidated. Then that riles people up even further. Let's pull up a live stream of someone on the ground. Wow, the National Guard was really, really needed there. Let's go back to this feed of Democratic.
Thank you to my colleagues from LA. I'm here just really in solidarity about this just frankly fascist attack on Los Angeles, putting it's just absolutely horrific. Yes, when we passed our special session budget bill, it was exactly for situations like this. We wanted to make sure that the Attorney General has the resources that he needs to be able to sue Donald Trump as many times as he needs to enforce the law and to defend Californians' rights. And we know in the first Trump administration, California won a large majority of the lawsuits that we were forced to file. We don't want.
The big key here is that the President of the United States today called for the arrest of a governor with no grounds and basically cited mismanagement of the state, which is insane. Off the back of that, we got this report.
We have breaking news now from the Pentagon. CNN can now report that roughly 500 Marines are being mobilized in response to the protests in Los Angeles.
And this is a significant escalation from President Trump, who had activated National Guard troops over the weekend without Governor Gavin Newsom's consent. In this new move, active duty military members are being deployed as a show of force against U.S. citizens. CNN's Natasha Bertrand is live for us at the Pentagon. Natasha, what are you learning?
Well, Brianna, this is something that Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth had previewed over the weekend. He said that if necessary, he would deploy the Marines to Los Angeles to help federal agents with handling the protests there. And it appears now that...
But no one needed help handling the protests. I wish CNN wouldn't just repeat the framing without debunking the framing. Sorry, maybe they debunked the framing.
These Marines, according to our sources, they have been mobilized. These 500 Marines, a full...
Okay, but if you're going to use the Trump administration's framing, the Trump admin is framing it as if they really desperately need more resources. So many resources that Marines and the National Guard have to be mobilized. That's not true whatsoever. This is a massive and rapid militarization after an already escalatory set of actions from the administration.
Marine battalion based out of 29 Palms, California, which is just outside San Bernardino, about an hour away from Los Angeles. They have been mobilized and they are gearing up to go. And
Trump also just said, while this is happening, the President of the United States is currently beefing with a 22-year-old. Trump just said Greta Thunberg needs anger management. Let me pull up this clip. It's genuinely the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please. Do you have a message for Greta Thunberg, and did she come up on your call with the Prime Minister today?
Well, she's a strange person. She's a young, angry person. I don't know if it's real anger. It's hard to believe, actually, but I saw what happened.
She's a young, angry person. Dude, you're like 80. Why are you beefing with a 22-year-old?
She's certainly different. Do you think she anger management. I think she has to go to an anger management class. That's my primary recommendation for her. I think this one's going to blow it away.
Why is he beefing with a 22-year-old while mobilizing?
President.
Yeah, there's been absolutely no evidence whatsoever that this has escalated to a point where the National Guard is necessary. Here we go.
Government protests peacefully, but what has happened? The government came in, and they came in with their military.
Okay, here's a Fox 11 vehicle. Local stream. Sorry, here's a Fox 11 local stream that ended about an hour ago from today. So this is a stream that was going on in LA. Let's see. 1 second. Sorry, let me center this. Let's scrub through this and see if at any point there is any sort of sign of the Marines or the National Guard needing to be mobilized. Because I can almost guarantee you we could watch this full thing. It says, Free David and ICE raids. Unite here. This is a safe space. Like, there is nothing here that necessitates the mobilization of the Marines or the National Guard.
He has set the standard when it comes to SEIU to show that SEIU is not just a union representing members, but we are a social and economic justice union. We fight for the communities that we serve. And that's why we're here, united as one. Because when we fight, I didn't hear you, I said when we fight, let's go.
Again, what do you think happens when people in California and LA hear the Marines are going to be mobilized? That doesn't quell protests. That further inflames it and lights fire on the gas. CBS News is now reporting that 700 Marines, are being mobilized, as opposed to the previous reporting of 500. But it seems like it's still 500 according to CNN. To continue here, Governor Newsom announced a lawsuit. Governor Newsom is also responded multiple times. These photos are despicable. Governor Newsom says, you sent your troops here without fuel, food, water, or a place to sleep. Here they are being forced to sleep on the floor, piled on top of one another. If anyone is treating our troops disrespectfully, it is you. And this is in response to Trump posting some manic tweet in the middle of the night. He always posts these 3 a.m. tweets. Let me pull up his Truth Social right here. Oh, this one is actually recent. He said, if they spit, we will hit. This is a statement from the President of the United States concerning the catastrophic Newsom-inspired riots. I know I always run this thought experiment, but please imagine if President Barack Obama had ever called... If President Barack Obama had ever called any governor scum, it would be over. Yeah, this better get immediately shot down in the courts. These patriots are told to accept this. The insurrectionists have a tendency to spit in the face. I can't believe. You realize he's straight up gaslighting when he calls them insurrectionists. He knows that he's the one that caused an insurrection. He then says, we made a great decision to deal with the National Guard. He then said, arrest the people in face masks. And this was at like midnight, his time. LA looking really bad. Looking really bad in LA. Bring in the troops. This is like a manic mad king. CNN is now reporting 700 troops. Let me see. California plans to deploy the National Guard. Oh, you're right. This is a new update. It said 500 last time, but roughly 700 Marines based out of the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center in California have been mobilized to respond to the protests in Los Angeles. But CNN's going to go with that framing? Oh, okay, their reports. The situation in Los Angeles has calmed down after what a county official called one of the most volatile nights. CNN witnessed police using flashbangs and tear gas to disperse crowds, with some hitting protesters, as well as protesters setting self-driving cars on fire. 24 hours later, California Governor Gavin Newsom and California Attorney General Rob Bonta launched a lawsuit saying that Trump abused the federal government's authority. Trump abusing the federal government's authority? No, say it ain't so. And he violated the 10th Amendment and federal law. He said Trump made the order without authorization from Governor Newsom. Trump violating consent? No. And against the wishes of the local law enforcement. Further, Bonta said Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ignored Newsom's request to rescind the deployment. Of course Pete Hegseth is going to annoy it. YouTube is cooking my phone. It's time to get a new one. Get it before the tariffs kick in. Bonta said, yes, we think we will win when asked about the outcome of the lawsuit. And they should win. Absolutely. Let's continue here.
Why?
Lauren Tomasi, have you guys seen this video? One second.
Feel tough with your assault rifles and your sticks? You should be standing here with us.
Stand with us.
You're on the wrong side of history. We know you got a job to do, but you took an oath to the Constitution, not to the fascists in the White House. Think about what you're doing now. Think about what this means. Coming into our community. Peaceful fucking community. People working their jobs. They send in men in military fatigues. Weapons of war. Into our communities. And you stand here and you allow it. I am sick and tired of it. You should be sick and tired of it. You think any of these people in the White House sending you these commands give a fuck about you? Not one of them do. They laugh at you. Our president laughs at you. He calls you fools. He said the people who died overseas in the military were chumps. That's who you're offending right now. Every last... Think about your place in history, ladies and gentlemen. Ask yourself when you wake up tomorrow. I don't know if you have kids.
Amazing video. Prof. Roy, thank you so much. Keep it up. We need you to help lead the fight. Thank you so much for your generosity. I appreciate that. It means more than you know. But also, this guy, he was cooking. This guy was going off. We need more people like that. Thank you, Prof. Roy. It means more than you know. To continue here. Yeah, I don't even know how else to word it other than the Marines being deployed is an unnecessary but intentional escalation on behalf of the Trump administration. And it's also trying to create a pretext. He's trying to create a pretext, meaning when he can continue to endlessly escalate over and over, and then eventually the rioters continue to, you know, feed into it. And not that they're rioters. They're mainly protesters. That's what I mean. But, like, there are a few agitators yesterday that tried to feed into it by setting cars on fire. Then Trump uses that as a pretext to further escalate and deploy the Marines. Then the peaceful protesters get more and more agitated, or the crowd gets bigger. Then Trump uses that as a pretext to further escalate. So the best way to put it is it's a self-feedback loop of escalation that Trump is intentionally creating, where he has all of his buds go on Fox News and escalate it try to rile up the protesters. Keep in mind, the vast, vast majority of protesters are there incredibly peacefully. It is dishonest to characterize any of this as a riot, but I will say there were agitators yesterday that we should denounce. We can safely do that. And when Trump is, it's just a pretext. We've seen this happen in history as well. You know, leaders in power manufacturing a sort of crisis as a pretext to consolidate power. And all of the Second Amendment people are conveniently completely gone. Right when the government begins to mobilize the Marines against the will of a state, all of the states' rights people have their blinders on. All of the Second Amendment people have their ears plugged. Lord have mercy. Someone in chat said, MAGA. Buddy, if you want to face the consequences of the Trump admin, go right for it. Go right ahead. If you want to face the consequences of unpredictable and insane tariffs, the consequences of allowing Russia to take over countries, the consequences of the Constitution being shredded up, go for it. Or just the consequences of having a manic lunatic that tweets at 3 a.m. in all caps. Governor Gavin Newsom, even saying that in and of itself is just... It should... Any other president calling a governor a scum would make headlines for a week. I know I keep repeating that, but even that, we can't normalize it. He's also calling the protesters insurrectionists, which is just incredibly loaded language. He doesn't even know what that means. When he was asked yesterday what an insurrectionist, he says, you just have to look and you can see on the ground. Here's Trump being asked why he wants to arrest Newsom.
Around the time that we were walking in here, the governor and the state attorney general said that they're going to sue you for sending the National Guard in. They're saying there's no invasion, there's no rebellion. The president is trying to manufacture chaos and crisis on the ground for his own political ends. Federalizing the California National Guard is an abuse of the president's authority under law.
Well, but, you know, it's interesting. You watched the same clips as I did. Cars burning all over the place, people rioting. And by the way, we stopped it. We were able to make it much better, but it still looked pretty bad. And in watching clips last night, people were saying, this is really a big problem. And until we went in, if we didn't do the job, that place would be burning down just like the houses burned down. They were in big trouble last night, Peter. You know it. And the night before that. And I feel we had no choice. I don't want to see happen what happened so many times in this country. I watched Minneapolis burn. Look at what happened in so many different parts of California. You take a look at what happened in San Diego. There's so many different places where we let it burn. We wanted to be politically correct. We wanted to be nice. We wanted to be nice to the criminal.
Donald Trump, the president of the United States, is essentially calling for the federal arrest of a governor because he thinks he's mismanaging his state affairs. Trump deems Governor Gavin Newsom's, I keep saying Gavin, his work as a failure and wants to arrest him because of forest fires?
And what you're doing is destroying the fabric of our life in this country. No, we did the right thing. We've been given credit for, by people that I would least suspect. Why I would say that some of the people that came in and said, thank goodness, they said, some of them, thank God that Trump got involved. And I'm very happy I got involved. And I think Gavin, in his own way, is probably happy I got involved. Yeah, go ahead.
Did he say Governor Newsom's happy he got involved? This guy is such a liar.
In his own way, is probably happy I got involved. Yeah, go ahead.
He's such a prick. I don't even know how to describe it other than malignant narcissism wrapped up into one person. Malignant narcissism, pathological lying, the inability to admit that he's wrong. In this clip, he's asked about the Marines and whether he's going to deploy them. And about 20 minutes later, he did, which signals that he made that... Who's making these decisions then? What?
Sort of an amazing thing, isn't it, though? We've gone backwards. On Wall Street, they haven't done that. If Goldman Sachs was like that, you wouldn't have Goldman Sachs anymore.
This was roughly 20 minutes before the announcement was made.
Yeah, please.
Are you planning to deploy Marines in California to address the situation?
Angeles? Are you going to deploy Marines in California?
We'll see what happens. I mean, I think we have it very well under control. I think it would have been a very bad situation. It was heading in the wrong direction. It's now heading in the right direction.
He speaks. Why does he speak like an absolute infant? He has like a kindergarten speaking pattern. It was going in the wrong direction. Now it's going in the right direction. No, it's not. You further escalated tensions by mobilizing the National Guard. And after that, I know I keep repeating myself, but I just want to make sure we're all aware. Right as Trump did this, we saw Tom Homan, Stephen Miller, we saw Caroline Levitt, we saw all of these people go on TV at the same time. And then on X, people began tweeting at the same time, escalating, calling for arrests of protesters, no face masks on protesters, all of these things. And of course, it's going to escalate to a point where then Trump uses what he created as a pretext to further escalate.
And we hope to have the support of Gavin, because Gavin's the big beneficiary as we straighten out his problems. I mean,
Gavin's the big beneficiary of you going against his will and overriding that in a fascistic way. This is literally kind of rapey. I'm not even saying that to be cheeky. Governor Gavin Newsom keeps saying, literally, I don't want this. He keeps saying, this is a manufactured crisis. Stop sending Marines to our state. The illegal order he signed could allow him to send the military to any state. This is an unmistakable step towards authoritarianism. And Trump is claiming that Governor Newsom wants this? Or that he likes this? Or that this is beneficial? Even though it's against his consent? And I'm saying this like it's surprising. Obviously, it's not surprising. I'm just trying to bring the point home that the President of the United States shouldn't be unilaterally calling for the arrest of a governor with no grounds, with no law cited, statute cited. Could you imagine? Imagine what this should look like for a second. Under Obama, the governor of Illinois was arrested. When something like this happens, you give a presser with a very, very responsible, not script, but you should know the law that was broken or what you're alleging or the grounds that this arrest or the charges were made on. You should know exactly how we got here. You should know what you are alleging as the president of the United States. Yep, Trump doesn't know any of that. You guys know that clip that's very viral of Obama announcing the death of Osama bin Laden, and then Trump also announcing the death of a Middle Eastern leader, and they put it side by side, and you can tell that Obama says it in a very normal, respectful, like solid way, and Trump is like, he died like a dog, or whatever. You guys have all seen this clip, I'm assuming, right? This is basically what we're seeing. Imagine Obama making an announcement like, hey, a governor is going to be arrested because of something that happened. This is the law that was broken. What Trump does is he's like, forest fires, train derailments, immigration. That is why these arrests are entirely, entirely necessary.
And help ICE agents as well as other federal officials deal with these protests in Los Angeles. Importantly, they're going to be bolstering as well the National Guard, guardsmen and women who have been activated in Los Angeles by President Trump. But as you said, it is a significant escalation of the president's use of the military as a show of force against these protesters. It's really not clear, you know,
a show of force for peaceful protesters. It's insane. All right. I've got some stuff to go do, to go take care of. If you're watching this stream, please make sure you're subscribed below. We do relentless coverage over and over and over of the breaking news. We are currently building a network with younger faces, with faces that are diverse in expertise and in lived experience, so that we can punch back against Trump in a new way. I promise you, it is going to be next level, so subscribe. You can become a member below. Make sure you drop some blue hearts. I love every single person who joins. And if you miss this live stream, make sure you turn on post notifications. We're going to kill it. We are going to kill it as the midterms come. When I say kill it, I mean we're going to mobilize. We are going to door knock. I will be doing some door knocking events. We will be canvassing. We will be making sure that we step up and represent our country so this doesn't happen, so that Congress is able to push back against this. So thank you all for being here. I'm sorry I have to cut it short, but I do have plans for the rest of the day. So love you all. See you in the next one.